This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Tuesday that the U.S. would reopen its consulate general in Jerusalem.
As I told the Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas, the United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem. That's an important way for our country to engage with and provide support to the Palestinian people.
This move restores ties with Palestinians that had been downgraded by the Trump administration. The consulate long served as an autonomous office in charge of diplomatic relations with the Palestinians, but former U.S. President Donald Trump downgraded its operations and placed them under the authority of his ambassador to Israel when he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Trump's move infuriated the Palestinians, who view East Jerusalem as an occupied territory and the capital of their future state. U.S. Senator from New York Chuck Schumer appealed for peace during an event in Times Square a day after police arrested 24 protesters at the famous intersection.
I'm really glad there's a ceasefire in the Middle East, and I have every confidence that the Biden administration will make all efforts to maintain it.
More than 24 people were arrested as pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrators clashed in New York City's Times Square. The U.S. military estimates that it has completed up to a quarter of its pullout from Afghanistan. CENTCOM also said it had removed the equivalent of approximately 160 plane loads of material from Afghanistan and turned over more than 10,000 pieces of equipment to the Defense Logistics Agency for disposition. U.S. President Joe Biden announced last month that American troops would leave Afghanistan by September 11th after nearly 20 years of military involvement in the war-torn country. This